message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Though we might, this series might be short, not might not be as long as our normal series, but we are trusting God that God will bless us and speak to us in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Winning the race is the series, and the topic tonight is winning the race via good character. Winning the race via good character. Open your Bibles with me, wonderful people, to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24 to 27. We'll be reading that place, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24 to 27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. Go on, please. For every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I had preached to others, I myself should be a cast away. May the Lord bless the reading of this word in Jesus' name. Can an usher come and check this wise? Praise the Lord. Winning the race via good and godly character. Life is a race. Somebody say life is a race. And the earlier you realize this, the better for you. The earlier you realize that you are in a race, this life is a race. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24, the Bible says, know ye not that all run in a race, everybody is in a race, but one obtained the prize. So run so that you can obtain the prize. So it's a race. And you must realize this so that you can win the race. You will not be a loser in the race of life. I say you will not be a loser in the race of life. And there are many foxes that spoil the vine in the race of life. According to Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. There are many things that makes the vine. There are many things that affects the vine, as it were. There are many things that cut short the life of the vine. And tonight, we are trusting God. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. We are trusting God that God will unveil to us some of those foxes that spoil the vine. Take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. My prayer tonight is that every vine that wants to spoil your tender grape shall be removed in the name of Jesus. So I'll be speaking on winning via habits or godly habits. What are habits? A habit is an acquired behavioral pattern regularly followed until it becomes almost an involuntary action. I come again. If you're doing a lot of writing tonight, and I want to expect that everybody will be writing. God forbid that you come for a wisdom weekly service, it's a word service, and then you are without your writing materials. What is habit? It's an acquired behavioral pattern regularly followed until it has become an almost involuntary action. It has become a behavior so much so that it has almost become like a pattern of life. Number two, what is a habit? It is called a person's second nature. It is called a person's second nature, peculiar to a person. A habit is a nature of a person, peculiar to that person. Or you can also call it the person's second nature. The person's second nature. The person's second nature. Number three, what is an habit? It is an action done repeatedly by a person that has eventually become a part of that person. A habit is something that has become a part of a person, that so much so that thing has become a part of that person. That has become the way of life, the lifestyle of that person. Winning the race of life via habits. Many habits have affected many people's life. Academically, maritally, spiritually, and has affected that life, and the life has gone down. And many also have acquired good habits over the years, and this has built their life. It has caused their life to grow, to progress, to advance, and to succeed. There are two kinds of habits: good habits and bad habits. There are two kinds of habits in life: good habits or godly habits, or bad habits or ungodly habits. These are the two basic types of habits that we have in life. Important facts about habits. Important facts about habits. Number one, good or bad habits are formable and stoppable. Good or bad habits are formable and they are stoppable. Habits are not beyond your control. You can stop them. You can start them. You can stop them. You can commence a habit. You can stop a habit. Number two important facts about habits of life is that habits are a product of choices. Your habit is a product of the choice you have made. Your habit is a product of the choice that you have made in life. Your habit is a product of the choice you have made in life. Number three important fact about habits is that habits live beyond you. They transcend to other generations. Once you have a habit, your children can somehow acquire the habit. Your husband can take the habit from you somehow. Your wife, just like when somebody has cough and the person is coughing repeatedly, a lot of times those around the person can catch the cough. Last night, one of our beloved mothers here, I don't know if she's here tonight, one of our children was sick, and after the prayer banquet, she brought the boy to me for prayers. And while I was praying for the boy, he was coughing, and I saw her trying to tell the boy to cover his mouth so that he would not cough into my mouth last night. I think he had malaria, and then he was coughing slightly, and she brought him to me for prayers last night. Because she felt, this boy should not go and infect this young man with a cough. When somebody has Apollo, you see people running for the person because they don't want to acquire the Apollo. Hello. Is somebody getting what I'm saying tonight? Habits can live beyond you. It can transcend you. It can go beyond you. Number four, important facts about habits. Habits are formed primarily from personal thoughts, words from others, and personal experiences or influences. I come again. Habits are formed primarily from personal thoughts, words from others, and personal experiences and influences. Personal experiences or influences from others. Good habits is a proper or satisfactory manner one repeatedly exhibits that depicts high standard of behavior. I'm defining what a good habit is, what a godly habit is. A good habit or a godly habit is a proper or satisfactory manner or behavior one repeatedly exhibits that depicts a high standard of behavior. When they saw the behavior of the apostles in the book of Acts, the Bible says they call them Christians. Why? They said they have seen Christ. They said they are a Christian. That is, they are Christ-like. They saw the habit. They did not say that we are Christians. So they only saw their habits. They only saw the way they behaved. And they said, these are Christians because of their habits, because of their conduct, and because of their behavior. Good habit is a major factor for winning in life. Godly habit is a major factor for winning in life. If your desire is to win the race of life, one major thing that is necessary in your life is good and godly habits. If you want to excel in life, if your desire is to break records, to set new records, to be distinguished in life, then good habits and godly habits must be embraced. Examples of good habits. I'll be giving us 8 examples of good habits. Number one is truthfulness. To speak the truth. To speak the truth. To utter the truth always. I'm sure many of us have witnessed people that when they say good morning, you quickly say, I'm coming, please. Let me go and check if it's morning or not. Truthfulness is a good habit. Number two example of good habits is forgiveness. Forgiving people. People will always offend you. The Bible says, offenses must come. Offenses must come. Woe to him to which offenses come. So offenses must come. That somebody must always offend you. Either you are driving, or you are in Okada, or you live in a neighborhood. The only reason why you cannot be offended is if you stay alone. If you are alone in life, you do everything, you are inside a room. That's like being in a cell. But that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. So offenses must come. So you must forgive. Number three examples of good habits that will lead to your winning in life is joyfulness. Always being joyful. Rejoicing always. The Bible says rejoice, and again I say rejoice. I think that's Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. It's a habit. There are some people, their habit is frowning. There are some people, their habit is rejoicing. They are always excited. You can't meet them depressed, oppressed. Number four kind of good habit is giving. Giving. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. It's a habit. And I have noticed all those that have the habit of giving, they are always blessed. They always end up prosperous. And it's not until somebody has all the money in the world before you give. The Apostle Paul was talking about the Macedonian church. They were poor. They were a very poor church. But they gave so much. And because of that, God blessed them so much. And that was where Philippians 4 verse 19 came from. For my God will supply all your needs. It's because of the giving they were giving. That's why the man of God pronounced their blessing on them. But you see a lot of Christians, it's only that blessing alone that they will pronounce. Ah, my God will supply. If you read the earlier verses, you will see what prompts the man of God to say, you are blessed. I've told you before, you must form the habit of giving if you want to be prosperous. If you go to mountain from now till tomorrow and you are not a giver, the same way the person went, you come back the same without being blessed. Giving to God's work, giving to parents, giving to neighbors, giving to associates, giving to people around you. They don't need to ask you. It's just out of love, out of affection. Anybody that gives to you is a sign that the person has interest in your life. Anybody that doesn't give to you is a sign that there's no interest. And the giving doesn't necessarily have to be money. It can be time. It can be energy. Husband and wife give themselves their body. Many other things you can give to show that you love and you appreciate this person. Number five, good habits include compassion. Somebody say compassion. There are some people, their heart is as hard as stone. If they see somebody crying blood like this, they will not be moved. As in the best is crying blood. Blood is coming out from the eyes. They will not be moved. It's a habit. Some people say, I got it from my father. My father is very hard. He's a soldier man. He's a soldier man. Okay. Oh. Every child of God that must win in life must have compassion. The Bible says, and Jesus had compassion on them. And he said, will I release these people that have been with me for how many days now to go without food? He said, no way. He said, yeah, bring me what you have. He said, we don't have anything. Only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He said, yeah, bring it. And the Bible says, and he lifted it up to the Lord and he blessed it. And he said, break it. After breaking it, he shared to everybody. They ate. After that, 12 baskets was left after that. Because of compassion. Compassion is a habit. Harden-heartedness is a habit. If you are going to enjoy the best of life, you must be compassionate. Number six, good habit that we'll be talking about tonight is politeness. You are not rude. You are not rude in all trance. You are polite. You are polite. You honor elders. The Bible says those that labor in word and doctrine, we give them double honor. The Bible says, children, honor your father and your mother. It says, servants or those who are under a yoke or those who are working under somebody, say, honor your masters as unto the Lord. It's all in the scriptures. We don't have time to look at all that tonight. So politeness, honor. You are polite. One day I've told you this story before. I stumbled on something on the internet or so somewhere. A young our father in the Lord, Baba Iya, the way he was talking, was invited for a program at the Aso Rock Villa, and then he was preaching. And you know the way he normally talks, very gentle. That's his nature. It's not as if he's forming or he doesn't. That's his style. Everybody has his own style. And then some people were giving comments, and one young boy was saying, even my great grandfather can preach better than this man. Was just yabbing. That's not polite. That's very, very absurd. That's very rude. Everyone that we win in life must be polite. Baba Adeboye also told us this story in one of his messages. He was in London, and then two of his sons met him at the airport. This was a long time ago, before Redeem became very big. Met him at the airport. Just saw him. I said, hey, daddy, you are here. And one of them ran to him and collected his bags. The other one stood like Statue of Liberty. I said, daddy, you're welcome. Please bless me. And the daddy said, so you saw me when I was carrying bag. You didn't collect any of the bag, but you want blessing. No, I cannot give you that blessing. So we must be polite if we want to win the blessings of life. Number seven good habit that we'll be talking about tonight is hard work. Hard work. Hard work is a habit. Laziness is a habit. Hard work is a habit. Laziness is a habit. Proverbs 22, verse 29. See that a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. So if you are hard working, it's a habit. And the earlier you embrace that habit, the better. Because only the hard working can be prosperous. Only those who are ready to put in something can get something. You can't go to a farm that you have not planted anything and want to bring something out of it. You can't go to a place where an account where you did not deposit and you want to withdraw from it. Either you deposited there or somebody else deposited there. There must be deposit inside before your ATM can work. Or else, as you put the ATM inside, the thing will just come out. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. And number eight, good habit is friendliness. Friendliness. One of the most important habits that a Christian must have is friendliness. If you are not friendly, you can't win souls. If you are not friendly, you can't win souls. If you want to win in the race of life, you must be a friendly person. You can't be a person that you form enemies very fast than you form friends. You form enemies very, very fast than you form friends. I'm not saying you should just be forming friends anywhere, everywhere you go, and just anybody you see on the road, just say, be my friend. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you must have a friendly attitude, a friendly face, a friendly demeanor, a friendly attitude, so that when people see you, they want to relate with you. Your attitude must not repel people. Your attitude must not be such that people don't want to come near you because your face is looking so hard. It's like a rock, and nobody wants to jam rock. So you must be a person that is friendly. It's a habit. And it's not just nobody's born friendly. You have to develop that habit. Because as you do evangelism, you will meet people that you don't know before. You see some people that will insult you. You see people that will do a lot of things to you. As you do your business, you will meet with all kinds of people. All kinds of people. And if you have a friendly disposition to life, then you will increase in favor. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. So we just looked at 8 major habits that are important for every child of God, for them to win in life. Now, I will be talking extensively now on bad habits that we must drop. A bad habit is a kind of habit you portray that is contrary to the word of God. A bad habit is a habit that a child of God must drop, must stop, because it is contrary to the word of God. It is an addiction to a wrong lifestyle or behavioral pattern. A wrong habit is an addiction to a wrong lifestyle or behavioral pattern. Behavioral pattern. And I'll also be giving us 8 bad habits that every child of God must drop for him to win in life. For him to win the race of life. About 8 of them. Number 1 is involvement in fraudulent or unethical practices. We have gotten to a place in the Christendom whereby people are so scared to employ Christians as staffs. I've heard people say several times, if I'm on an interview panel and somebody says, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, you say, I will not take him. It was not like that in those days. In the days of our fathers, when somebody says, I'm a believer, instantly you give this person special treatment. Or you mistakenly notice that the person is a believer. But it's not like that anymore. Every child of God that wants to win in life must avoid totally fraudulent practices. Practices that are detrimental to a child of God being able to win in life. I mean, financial fraudulent practices and other forms of fraudulent practices. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. When you want to get a job, don't doctor your age. It's not necessary. It's a fraud. Don't doctor your age. Don't doctor your age. Just write your age. If that God will give you that job, he will give you the job. And if you will not get the job, you will not get the job. Don't doctor your age. Tell them what your age is. You know, because eventually when they see that you started on the wrong foundation, they can face you out. Psalms chapter 11 verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So don't do any conny things. Try as much as possible to do it right. Number 2 example of bad habits that a child of God must avoid is alcoholism. Alcoholism. Many say a lot of things. Some people will say, in John chapter 2, maybe Jesus took wine. Did they tell you that Jesus took wine and it was an alcoholic wine? People give a lot of excuses in Christendom now. Every child of God that wants to win, and I still spoke to somebody this morning or this afternoon about alcohol. And it was in my message. I did not even remember that I even put it because this outline was done yesterday. This morning. That at your level, at your age now, you should drop alcohol. Because if you take alcohol till you are into your 40s and 50s, you have problem in life, in your health. The alcohol is still staying because you are still young. By the time you are moving, your organs will not be as strong as they used to be before. So there is a problem. None of your organs will fail in Jesus' name. Can I shock you? This alcohol thing is not only about men alone. Women take it. Ladies take it. Well. Especially those that like free food and free things. I'm going out. Follow us out. And then they are drinking. They pour some inside. Oh, yeah. Alcoholism is a bad habit for a child of God. Because when you have alcohol in your system, you can't think straight. You can't think straight. You can't think straight. You can't behave straight. You can't talk straight. Number three, habits that a child of God must drop if he wants to enjoy the best of God is smoking. Every child of God who is still stealing sieves of smoke, small, maybe just once a month or once in a while, must drop it. Number four, bad habit is talkativeness. Some they can talk, eh? They say, my hobby is talking. And when you talk too much, you will miss Yan. Hello? When you talk too much, you will miss Yan. You will say what you're not supposed to say. When somebody talks too much, the person will reveal secrets. So a child of God must not be a talkative. A child of God must not be a talkative. Wow, I still have a long way to go because this is just like the foundation. Okay, let's go very quickly. Number five, bad habit is argumentativeness. Something came up on the internet. I don't know if anybody saw it. A lady posted something on the internet and said she has a son and she's a divorcee and that her husband left her. Did you see anything like that? Sometimes you saw it. Her story was very, very interesting. It was argumentativeness that sent her out of the house. Always arguing with the husband. And let me tell you, I've told you before, it's an unwise woman that argues with her husband. Because two wrongs cannot make a right. If your husband, if you have an issue, if you are arguing with him, it will cause problem because men have ego. He will not accept. And if he keeps quiet at that time, he'll go and wait for you. So he said it's not wise to be arguing. Argumentative. You know what she did? She's, I don't know if the picture they showed is what she really is, but she's always, her mother and her friends will always tell her she's very beautiful. She's not, don't accept for that man. Mad bafun, show him pepe. And then every time she'll be arguing all the time. Sometimes small argument, she'll pack her load and go back to her father's house. They will send her back. She will go back again. That was on and on and on and on. Until one day they had a terrible argument. And then the man just told her, take a divorce letter. I'm not doing it again. And then the pride in her again didn't make her to want to. So until they got to court before she knew that this thing was real. And they now told the man, she now wanted to show the man. I said, all the property we got together, I want us to share it. The man said, don't worry. Every property we acquired together, take it alone. Her eyes started doing turn like this. That is, he wanted to get rid of her finally. He said, everything that we acquired together, take it. I will start again. And then within a short time, he married somebody else. So argumentativeness is a destroyer of homes. It's one of the major things that destroys families. Arguing over everything. Something that if you mellow down, later you will talk it over. If you mellow down, you will talk it over. But when you keep on arguing, no, I'll do my own. No, what do you mean? No. There can be problem in that family. Your own home shall be a peaceful home in Jesus' name. But that's why the Bible says that a wise woman buildeth a home. Not a foolish one. He will just destroy it with her mouth. He will just destroy it. I settled a quarrel with a couple some time ago. It was simple talkativeness and argumentativeness. It's just simple. And for 1 year, 1 year plus, the man did not come near the woman in the same house. He did not. More than 1 year. This one is not a story. I was the one that settled the case. Through God. He did not. You know, men want to be brutal, they can be brutal. 1 year plus, over 1 year. They are in the same house. But she told me, she said she will be dancing, she will be walking naked like this. In my office here, she told me the story. He said, sir, I will be walking naked like this. I will take my bath and put on perfume. And he said, you will just ease. And turn his back like this and be reading newspaper. Ah, yeah. You know, men don't play with food and they don't play with sex. So if a man gets to that level that he has done that, it means that there's a problem in that family. 1 year plus. But within 10, 15 minutes, I saw a smile on their two faces after I spoke the word of wisdom to the two of them. And many things happen after that. Praise the Lord. We are not permitted to go beyond this point. On the matter in question, we have now put a full stop to it. Let's go on now. Praise the Lord. I only gave you that illustration for you to know what argument can do in a family. Because when a husband and wife are not united, there's problem in the house. When there's no unity in the house, there's problem in the house. So deliberately, you must bring unity to your family. Deliberately. You're not a fool. Yes, but you want unity. You want peace of mind. Women like that, that know how to stop argument, they eventually they are the ones in almost like they are in charge of the house. Because the husband will trust them. The husband will love them with passion. But the one that is doing, what do you mean? In your life, I went to school. What do you? There will be no peace in the house. There's a saying that there's no small husband. There's nothing like that. This one is a small husband. Any person that is a man and say, I marry you and you agree to marry the person, he's not a small boy. He will not agree. He will not agree. You want to fight him, he will fight you. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number, what am I on now? Eh? Six, let me just give you one more bad habit, then we'll go to remedies of bad habits. Because of time. I've run out of time already. Because you are enjoying me, I didn't notice the time. It was flying. Bad habit number six is ungratefulness. Aya! God hates this one. Man hates this one. God hates ungratefulness with passion. Man hates ungratefulness with passion. Anybody that doesn't serve God with gratefulness and with gladness of heart, do you know that God leaves them to suffer in life? Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 and 48. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 and 48. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. Someone say, God forbid. God said, if you don't praise me, if you don't thank me, if you don't appreciate me, I will leave you to hunger. I will leave the person to nakedness. So every time you have an opportunity to thank God, do it. Do it massively. Do it anytime. Listen, anytime song comes to your heart, sing it. Anytime a song comes to your heart, sing it. It's a praise to God. Anytime something comes to your heart to say to appreciate God, please say it. God loves appreciative men. God loves appreciative men. You can never lack anything good in life if you know how to appreciate this God. The smallest thing you can remember, you thank him for it. The smallest thing you can think of, you thank him for it. Because when you don't thank God, and when you don't thank those who are your helpers, you become an ingrate. And of course, an ingrate cannot be great. Did you hear what I just said? An ingrate can never be great. An ungrateful person can never be great. I'll stop there on bad habits that we need to conquer because of time, because I need to move to remedy of bad habits. Number one, how do I remedy bad habits? How do I flush out bad habits from my life? Number one is be determined to let go of that bad habit. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. Proverbs 18, verse 1. True desire. A man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Have a desire in your heart and say, I have identified this bad habit. I have identified this bad habit. I'm not friendly, I still drink small alcohol, or I am an argumentative person. I need to drop. Determined to let go of that bad habit. Number two, remedy to bad habits is identify that habit. First, determine your heart. Whatever bad habit I see, I must let go of it. Number two, identify the bad habit. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 to 7. Isaiah 6, 5 to 7. Try to look for that habit. But now look at this. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. This was Isaiah talking here. My problem is that my lips, unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar. Verse 7. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Isaiah identified a particular habit in his life that was not okay. And he went to God, and God used the coal of fire and touched his lips, and the lips was healed. Every area of our lives tonight that need healing shall be healed in the name of Jesus. So identify that habit or habits. Some have 2, some have 10, some have 20, some have like 45. Some have more bad habits than their age. Some are 20, their bad habit is 25. Some are 27, their bad habit is 47. And some are 47, their bad habit is 97. So, it just depends on. It's a baggage. It's a baggage. It's a baggage. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Number what now? Sorry? Number 3, remedy for bad habit is don't see correction as opposition. That's where most people find our problem. Galatians chapter 4 verse 16. Galatians 4 verse 16. Don't see when people correct you like the opposite. You say, I am therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Question mark. Have I become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? Question mark. If I tell you this is the way to go, don't do this way. He said, no, this person is a bad person. This person is not, is my enemy. If I become your enemy because I tell you, don't see correction as a bad thing. Don't see correction as a sign that somebody hates you. No. In fact, for somebody to go the extra mile to correct you, I believe the person loves you. Because if you love somebody, you want to correct the person. If you don't love somebody, you don't care. In my place, they say, somebody you don't know can't even die. Somebody you don't know. Somebody you don't care about. You don't care about the person. If you are driving on the road, and somebody's maybe smoking ganja wee wee, and you don't know the person, you probably might not stop. Because you are going somewhere, you probably might not stop and say, what are you doing there? You are don't smoke that thing again. You just shake your head and say, this person is on the way to hellfire. But if it's your cousin or your friend or your church member or your neighbor, and you see the person, you pursue the person with your car and say, you Benja we weekend. God forbid, but say. A pastor met a guy from afar. Sorry, you know, pastors, we have ego eye. Sometimes, a lot of times, not all the time, but God gives us that grace sometimes. Something that is very far, you would have seen it. And you use it to rob body as if you didn't see it. A pastor saw a guy smoking somewhere, a vibrant guy in church. And he saw, brother, so, come. The guy quickly put the cigarette and put it in his pocket. So the pastor started gisting with him. How did you enjoy last 6 Sunday service? I said, very nice. Very good. Did you notice that the sister that sang very, very well? He said, yes, sir. The thing that started burning his trouser. He said, that's very good. Did you notice that all the air conditioners work very, very well last Sunday? In fact, the generator, things that I shouldn't even talk about. He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. After some time, he couldn't respond again. Smoke started. Brother said, where's your trouser removing smoke? You have caught fire. He said, you have caught fire. After some time, the guy could not bear it again. He brought out his pocket and brought out his cigarette and said, please, sir. Kai, the wickedness of men. The pastor said, your sin has found you out. Your sin has found you out. And then he went on to correct him and correct. We had a member here some time ago. The person used to smoke marijuana. Used to all kinds of things. And then myself, Mama, even some of our pastors would go to the person's house. I remember one day I went to his house. He bloody fooled me. Eh? You know, the way they look at, what can I even talk about? The way you look at the poo-poo of a dog that poo-poo in front of your house. That was the way he looked at me. Just look at me then. He was high. Papa. Papa. Like, what are you doing here? Then his small chest, he did it like this. I said, I just came to greet you. I appreciate you. How's your Christian life? Have you been praying? We've not been seeing you in church. See, I live my life the way I want to live. You know the way? I live my life the way I want to. And it's not the business of any beggar, any bugger, or any bloody person. I say, I hear me now, the lay no day. But he's a changed man today. Hallelujah. He's a changed man today. He's back in church. And he said, well, you would not even know that he was like that. So don't see correction as opposition. See, correction brought me to where I am today. Correction brought me to where. If I did not receive correction, I hear me at the back, yeah? I'm telling you sincerely. If they corrected me and I refuse correction, I can't be here. I can't be here. Because what it takes to be here, I can't do it. No, don't do that. No, don't go that way. No. No, that's not the right way. No. This is the right path. And then listening to instructions has made us high flyers today. And you ain't seen nothing yet. The journey is very far. And you and I, we are going to the top. I say you and I, we are going to the top. You will get there. I say you will get there. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Remedy to bad habit number 4 is engage the word and practice it. Engage the word and practice it. Psalm 119 verse 11. Engage the word and practice it. Psalm 119 verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Engage the word and practice it. Engage the word and practice it. Remedy to bad habit. Engage the word. That is, study the word and practice what the word says. Then the bad habits will drop. It will drop. It will drop. I see it dropping off somebody's life today in the name of Jesus. Number 5, remedy to bad habits is violently reject the habit. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. Violently reject it. Reject it. Reject it. I can't continue like this. I can't live. They have said it's not good to live like this. No, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I've had enough. Enough is enough. Violently reject it. And number 6, remedy to bad habits is ask the Holy Spirit for help. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Constantly ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need you. I need your help. I need your assistance to become a better man, to become a better woman. I need your help. I need your assistance. I need your help. I need your assistance. Don't leave me like this, sweet Holy Spirit. Don't leave me like this. If you leave me alone, I will miss road. Help me. Direct me, instruct me, show me what to do, make me a better person. For somebody here tonight, by the time this month is ending, you are already a brand new person. I say, by the time this month is ending, you are already a brand new person. By the time this month is ending, you are already a brand new person. And of course, you must be born again. No man can ever, ever, ever think of dropping habits that are not good without rededicating his life to Christ. Rededication is like coming to God to wash you. Say, God, I've come. Oh, please wash me. Cleanse me. I want to start with you all over again. And you are here tonight. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want to win in life. I must not be counting among the failures. No, maybe even some of my parents failed, but I don't want to fail. I want to rededicate my life to Christ tonight. I want to win in the race of life. I don't want my life to be the same again. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want all heads bowed and all eyes closed. I'll be counting from 1 through 5. And all I want you to do quickly is to be on your feet so that I can pray with you just where you are. And then I see Christ blessing you. you want to give your life to Christ or rededicate your life to Christ, please be on your feet. One, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want to your life to change. You want a change of life. You want a change of story. You don't want your life to be the same again. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you right now. You want to drop an habit and you want a new one developed in you that will change your life. Quickly, be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. You're also watching us on the screen, on the internet, from all over the world, and you want your life to change, let us know through the email stated on the screen and through the phone number stated on the screen that you want a change of life. You want a change of destiny. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. Two, you want a change of life. You want a change of destiny. You want to drop that old ways and you want a new way. A new way of life. You want a new way of life. You want a new way of life. You want God to bless you. You want God to change your story. You want your life to change from what it was to what you want it to be. Right now, be on your feet. God bless you. I can see you. God bless 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 you. God bless. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you quickly. God bless you. Quickly be on your feet. God bless you. Also, you are here tonight. You are tired of the struggles. You are tired of the struggles of life. You want a change of life with Jesus. You want to start with God again. You want to drop the former life. You want to drop the former bad habits. But you have tried and tried and tried. I want to pray with you. Quickly, be on your feet. Quickly, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. God bless you. I want to pray with you. You want to drop that. You have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. Yet, this habit refused to go. It has been on for a while. But now, you want God to help you. You want God to change your life. You want God to work on you. You want a new life. A new life in Christ Jesus. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. Two and three. God bless you. Also, you are seated, but you know in your heart of heart that you are meant to be standing because you want to be outstanding. You want to win the race of life. You want the bad habits in your life to drop, and you want good habits to replace it. It takes good habits to have the best that God has for you. I want to pray with you quickly. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. And I'll pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. Also, you are watching us on the screen. Let us know that you desire a change of life in Christ Jesus. You desire a change of life in Christ Jesus. You want Christ to work on you. You want Christ to change your life and break every old habit that is not of God. You are tired. You are tired. You are tired. You want the help of God. You see, don't be shy. Somebody came to me after church on Sunday and said, I was shy because I'm a worker. I didn't want people to see me. Please, let me give my life to Christ right in your office here. That's not the best way to do it. It's always good to do it right in the front of everybody here. Right in the front of everybody, for the devil to know that you are determined. You are determined. Your standing up shows your determination. It shows your determination. Quickly, this morning, this evening, be on your feet, and then Christ will bless you and work on you, and your life will never be the same again. Four, one more count, and I'll pray. Don't let this word pass you by. My brother, my sister, your heart is telling you, your spirit is telling you, rededicate your life to Christ. It's not a crime. Every one of us did it at a time or the other. Tonight is your night. 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 Tonight is. I'll give you just 10 more seconds and then we will go to pray. We'll go to pray. We'll go to pray. We'll go to pray. We'll go to pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus. Precious. Now place your right hand on your chest wherever you are standing. And those who are watching us on the internet also, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from my past actions. Tonight, I come to you. I pray for your help. Help me, O God. Help me, O God. Give me the grace to do your will. Give me the grace to embrace good and godly habits. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors quickly. God bless you. Can we all be on our feet? Can we all be on our feet and give Him praise? Can we give God praise? Can we give Him praise? Can we give Him praise? Can you give Him praise with your clap? Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Are you clapping for Jesus?
Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh.
Give him praise. Give him glory. Thank him tonight. Worthy, 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 worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Somebody ready to pray tonight? You will say, Father, remove all bad habits in my life that can hinder me from winning in life. Remove them now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Remove every bad habit in my life that can hinder me from winning in life. Remove every bad habit in my life that can hinder me from excelling in life. Remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it. Remove that habit. Mention it if you know them. Any habit that is not godly, Father, remove it from me. Flush it out of my life. Remove it. Walk on me. Walk on me.
Touch my body, my soul, my spirit. Reality.
Say, Father, Father, remove every habit in my destiny that want to hinder the fulfillment of my life. Lift your voice and pray. Remove it. Every habit that want to hinder the fulfillment of my destiny. Remove it. Every negative habit be removed. Work on my soul, work on my spirit, work on my temper, work on my life, work on my body, work on my tongue, work on my eyes, work on every part of my body. Pray, 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 pray. Father, work on my life, work on my soul. Touch me with your hand. Touch my tongue, touch my body, touch my life, touch my heart, touch my destiny. I need your touch, Lord. I need your touch, Jesus. I need your touch, I need your touch, I need your touch, I need your touch. Induano no seketo branana shakato bragadaya. Lepere de keto bagadadadayas. Inene koto brekete gadadadege de ananas. Lepra de kere brakisa grade keto bagadayas. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I receive power for good habits, for godly habits that will make me win in the race of life. Lift your voice and pray. I receive the grace. I receive the power to imbibe good habits that will make me win in the race of life. Father, I receive the power, the grace for good habits that will make me win in the race of life. That will make me win in the battle of life. Good habits, godly habits. I receive it today. Good habits, habits that glorify God. Habits that show that I'm a believer. Let it come upon me today, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, I will win in the race of life. I will not fall on the way. I will win in the race of life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I will win. I am a winner.
I am a winner. I am a winner. Even the devil knows that I am a winner. I am a winner. I am a winner. Even the devil knows that.
For you to pray. Now begin to pray. I am a winner in the battle of life. I am a winner in the race of life. As a married man, I am a winner. As a married woman, I am a winner. As a student, I am a winner. As a lawyer, I am a winner. As a banker, I am a winner. As a teacher, I am a winner. As a businessman, I am a winner. Pray. 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 I cannot lose in the battle of life. I cannot be a loser in the battle of life. I cannot be a loser in the battle of life. I cannot be a loser in the battle of life. I will win spiritually, physically, financially. I will win. I will win in the race of life. I will win. I will win in the race of life. I will win. I refuse to be a casualty in the race of life. I am a winner.
I am a winner. Even the devil knows.
You will say in the name of Jesus, no power will cut me short on my journey of life. I will conquer. I can't hear you. I will conquer. I will conquer. I will not lose in the battle of life. Lift your voice and pray with fire. I will conquer every opposition. I will conquer every hindrance. I will conquer every limitation. I will conquer every stumbling block.
Pray.
Pray. I will conquer. I will conquer in the battle of life. I will win in the battle of life. Pray, 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 pray. I refuse to lose. I can't lose. I can't be a loser in life. I refuse to lose. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Prepare, 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 and set yourselves in the necessary places. Praise the Lord. You will say, Father, I will conquer the attack of sickness or disease over my life through this communion. I must conquer. I must conquer headache. I must conquer eye problem. I must conquer migraine. I must conquer menstrual pain. I must conquer arthritis. I must conquer high blood pressure. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray, 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 pray.
Oh God.
Pray very well. I must conquer. I must conquer. I must conquer. I must conquer. In the battle of life, I must conquer. I must conquer sickness. I must conquer ulcer. I must conquer ulcer. I must conquer it. Weakness and tiredness must be conquered. Sickness and disease must be conquered. Untimely death must be conquered. Pray very well. 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 I must conquer. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want, before we go into the God, I want you to still pray very well. You see, anytime you have an opportunity to praise and to pray, please do it very well. Do it very well. Don't look at anybody. This is your life. This is your own life. Don't bother to look at anybody. This is your life. Face it and conquer. You will say in the name of Jesus, every arrow of sickness, of disease, fired at me, go back to the senders. Fired at my children, go back to the sender. Pray very well. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Every arrow, go back to the sender. Arrow of premature death, go back to the sender. Arrow of untimely death, go back to the sender. Arrow of sickness, go back to the sender. I can't be spending my money on drugs. I can't be spending my money on x-ray. Enough is enough. Every arrow of sickness, you must be terminated tonight. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And just one more prayer. You will say, Father, via this communion, I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive vitality. Via this communion, I receive energy. I receive divine energy. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Via this communion, divine energy. Divine energy. Divine energy. I receive it. I take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Divine energy. Divine energy. Take it. Take it. Take it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we thank you. What a mighty God you are. We thank you for the privilege to be at your table tonight. We say, Father, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Father, bless this table in the name of Jesus. This is no longer ordinary bread and wine. This is now the body and the blood of Jesus. And tonight, via this communion, let everyone sick in the body receive their healing in the name of Jesus. And let every bad habit that wants to destroy anyone here be flushed away from each one's system in the name of Jesus. And let your grace be released. Let your grace be released. Let your power be released. Let your blessing be released. Let no one be cut short in the race of life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081 086 7878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.